Straight Talk on WRHI-FM 100.1 and CN2 is presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Now here's Manning Kimmel broadcasting live from Substation 2 on Cherry Road in Rock Hill with Straight Talk, selected by the South Carolina Broadcasters Association as the state's top public affairs program.
And a good afternoon. Welcome into Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, for another edition of our Straight Talk program presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Anderson Griggs Investments in Old Town Rock Hill. Common sense, intelligent advice for conservative investors. You can find out more online at AndersonGriggs.com. Our thanks as well to Piedmont Medical Center, your hometown pharmacy. You can find them right down the block here, Ebenezer Road at Camden Avenue in Rock Hill. We got a big event coming up here 1 week from today. It involves Juneteenth, and we're going to learn what that all means. But we have two guests from the Juneteenth board here today. The president, the commander-in-chief, Stacey Anderson, and his able-bodied treasurer, the lady who has all the money, Sabrina Miles, whose mama spelled her name a little bit differently, but it is pronounced Sabrina, correct? We got that straight. All right. We always start with some introductions, so let's start with ladies first. Sabrina, tell us about you.
All right. Good afternoon. And my name is Sabrina Barber Miles. Ooh. I'll just have to put that in there to honor my dad. I am a native of Rock Hill. I am a proud graduate of Rock Hill High School. And I'm a proud graduate of York Technical College.
Good for you.
And then I transferred and I graduated from Winthrop College and University four times. I keep saying they need to put me in a commercial.
Four times.
But no one has taken me up on that yet. But
why four times? You get my interest now.
Oh, I have a bachelor's degree in elementary education. And then, of course, I thought everybody had a master's. So I got a master's in elementary education. And I said, I probably don't want to do... I may not want to stay in the classroom 30 years. I may want to have an option. So I went back and got a master's in counseling. And then I said, I may want to do a little administration. So I got an EDS, a specialist in educational administration. So that's why I'm Annie. All right. So
that's a lot.
That is a lot. Whoa. And it has afforded me many opportunities. I've been a teacher, a counselor, an assistant principal, and I retired after 31 years as an educator, the last 13 as principal of Leslie Elementary School.
How about that?
Yes.
Good for you, girl.
All right. So now I'm a realtor, and I volunteer in the community. I'm on like probably 7 or 8 different organizations, and I love them all because I love Rock Hill.
Well, that's great. And I'm sure Rock Hill loves you as well.
Thank you.
Okay, Stacy, let's see if you can top that.
I cannot, and you see why I keep her close, right? Hey, so I'm Stacy Anderson, born and raised here in Rock Hill, South Carolina. I am a product of Sunset Park area. So I attended Sunset Park Elementary School, and we're getting a new school just a few steps away from the old, so it's always good to see that. I volunteer a great deal over there. But I'm a graduate of Northwestern High School as well, class of 88. And I took my small self at 17 to Atlanta, to DeVry Institute of Technology. That was a little bit overwhelming, but I survived, came back to this area, and graduated from Belmont Abbey up in Belmont Gastonia. Beautiful. If you've never been to the campus, it's absolutely amazing. But for the last 32 years, I've been working for Bank of America.
Oh, really?
Currently work in the private bank, Philanthropic Solutions. So my role is to help the high net worth clients give away their money. And so I'm having the time of my life.
I bet you are.
Doing that on this backside of my career as I think about what could be next. And a lot of that plays into what I do. I'm on about 4 different boards between Rock Hill and Charlotte. Of course, president of this one. And then I serve with the fellas. As well, we're hometown out of Northwestern, Right Moves for Youth, which is a group in Charlotte, organization in Charlotte, focuses on student development in CMS. And then back here for Clinton College, our own one and only HBCU here in Clinton College. I serve on the Board of Trustees. So that's new for me as of June the 1st.
Oh, we got your president coming on Straight Talk next week.
Amazing. Absolutely. So, so I love the community as well, giving back. That's something that I saw my grandmother, Leona Jackson Page, do, have a bag in her back seat, and I'm riding with her, and we stop, and she's giving away food, clothing, and I didn't understand why she was doing what she was doing, but she was apparently sowing that seed into me that it's always good to give back and take care of others that may be a little less fortunate to you. So I'm a true servant leader at heart.
Good for you. Well, I can see why you two are involved with Juneteenth. Now, let me give you my understanding of what Juneteenth is about. It's hard for me to believe this, but Juneteenth is a celebration of when the last, congregation of African Americans in the United States found out that they had been emancipated, and they happened to be all down there in Texas. Now, it came, 2 years after the actual Emancipation Proclamation? Was that about right?
2 years.
Two years. Mm-hmm. The Emancipation Proclamation was September 22nd, 1862. That's when President Lincoln enacted that, but it did not go into enforcement until January 1st, 1863. So January 1st, and they found out when, Stacy?
1865.
June 19th.
Jeez, Suey.
Yes.
That's a long time to...
Now, most people will find that absolutely incredible that it took 2 years plus to get the word from one shore down to the middle of the country. But keep in mind, we didn't have cell phones.
Absolutely.
We didn't have a telegraph. We didn't have a 24-hour news service.
That's
In today's world, that's unthinkable because a few clicks, it'd be done in seconds.
Absolutely.
Nanoseconds.
Absolutely.
So I would love to take a trip back into time to see what the reaction would be from those in Texas who found out we've been working 2 more years when we didn't have to be doing what we were doing. They must have been really mad.
Yeah. I was going to say, you had a couple of different emotions. I would say the anger of finding out that information was 2 years delayed.
Right.
And you're looking back at those that had you in that situation. It's like, how could you and why? But it was benefiting them at the time for them to keep folks in that space to continue to get that free labor. But then imagine after they process all that, and it's like, we're free.
Elated.
We're free. Right. And that's where the celebratory piece probably really kicked in. And that's what we're trying to pull through, even through this day, when we come together for this. Again, just making sure that everybody understands how significant this was. And I mean, it's a holiday for everybody. It's not. I mean, that what happened back then, it absolutely happened. But now we're trying to celebrate and make sure everybody understands how important it is for all of us to come together as one. Enjoy each other's company, be able to grow with each other, and appreciate each other's differences.
Because who wouldn't and couldn't celebrate freedom? I mean, come on.
Yeah. Well, let's just take a look at current events. All right? We got this mess over in Iran, and I'm not here to try to talk about that. But look how those people have to live. They're not living. They're not free. They don't know what freedom is all about. They can't even walk out the streets without worrying about getting killed by somebody, some dictator and his thugs over there. I mean, that's basically what most people don't understand. That back in the 1800s, when we were talking about, I mean, we had two different societies. I mean, we had slavery, which most people, even to this day, can't understand how that happened, but it happened. But historically, it was corrected. But you know, when the freedom came down with the Emancipation Proclamation in 1862, I'm sure that most of the slaves back then said, "What does this mean? I'm free, but what am I going to do?" They had not had the benefits of education.
Right.
They didn't know anything about the world around them. I mean, they were what am I going to do? Mm-hmm. What am I going to do?
Right. Mm-hmm. Trying to figure it out.
Trying to figure it out.
Yes.
Yeah. And probably dependent upon other people traveling to that area and probably expressing, you know, when they found out they were, even if it was a couple of years before, what they've been doing since then, folks probably packed up and moved to go, you know, where opportunities were. So you're right. It's but a lot of that is, what does this really mean? They heard the word free and basically that you don't have to stay under this jurisdiction. But really, what did it mean for them to do after that?
Yeah, I mean, yeah. Exactly. Where are they going to go work?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
They've been working on the cotton plantations all these years.
Yeah.
And they were supplied, you know, given food and, you know, some type of shelter. It wasn't what we would consider shelter today, but it was then. I mean, it's just, must have been an absolute, what am I going to do?
Right.
What am I going to do?
Yeah.
Right. But, and of course, none of us were there.
That's right.
But I think it was probably a huge opportunity for those people that, example, for the men that had learned how to do the horseshoes.
Right.
Now, I'm sure, it didn't happen overnight, right. But that's, I think, where the entrepreneurship and where people started mm-hmm. doing things mm-hmm. on their own. But, of course, it took time.
Yeah.
It took a lot of time.
Where they say that necessity is the motherhood of invention. You know, that's when we realize I really can do this and mm-hmm. I need to do this, blah, blah, blah. So, historically, when this happened back in 1865, was there, I mean, did the annals tell us that there was a big celebration in the streets? Was there just disbelief then like there was 2 years prior when it happened on the East Coast?
From what I understand, the celebration was just joy, yelling, screaming, but not a celebration, of course, like we have now. Texas, actually, and I guess this is befitting, they were the first state to actually recognize Juneteenth as a state holiday. So I guess that was their way of trying to rectify,
right.
You know. So at least we can give them credit for that. And so they started it. The celebrations actually started there.
So that's where it started in Texas.
And have mm-hmm. moved mm-hmm. throughout the country.
Ha! So whoever got together and said, okay, we're going to celebrate this thing, and then it's morphed into other states. So is this right. done nationally? I mean, is Juneteenth, to your knowledge, done in every state?
It's probably not done in every state and celebrated everywhere, but when Biden wrote it in, and what was that, 2021?
Right.
And became that national holiday. I mean, I think it's, you know, just one of those things where almost like with Martin Luther King with his, you know, birthday being wrote in, it's there.
Yeah.
But does everybody adhere to it, celebrate it? You know, that's a different story.
So it is a national holiday, which means mm-hmm. The federal workers will not be working that day.
Absolutely.
State workers mm-hmm. probably will not mm-hmm. be working.
Mm-hmm.
Governmental workers will not
yep.
be working
yep.
that day.
Banks.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Banks.
Yep.
Oh, banks?
Yep.
What do you know about banks?
I know that I'm off.
So even if there's not a big celebration, there's an awareness, I yeah. think, that has come about. So we want to continue to build on that.
All right. So let's talk about awareness, because we're here in Rock Hill, South Carolina,
mm-hmm.
but, which, by the way, is where the world begins and ends. And most people who live here understand why we're here. Right? It's the place to be. So what are we doing to try to bring attention to this? I heard you guys this morning on Palmetto Mornings.
Mm-hmm.
You're here on Straight Talk today. What else are you doing, particularly with the younger generation, to make them understand what their forefathers went through?
Yeah, yeah. And Sabrina, speak to the work in the schools, what Ms. Rook, because a lot of that
okay.
probably started with you, but our local school district.
All right. We have done things like going to the schools to read so we can talk about. We don't want this to just be a one and done. The history should be spread throughout the year. And we have an ambassador, Sandra Obor-Kumo,
oh, yeah.
and she is very, very active in getting into the community. We've had things like participating in festivals where we have a table set up to share information. We have a coloring contest that we put into the schools so we can bring about an awareness, and then we can can get those families out to the celebration, and that's where they get their certificates and their gift cards for the winners.
Right.
So we're trying to let the community know why this is important and how important it is to share information with our young people, because we're losing too much. We're letting them get on devices and finding out things for themselves that may or may not be true. So it's so important that we continue to pass on that information. In years past, we've had Mr. Wally Cathcart, just a local historian, come out to share information about things that have happened right here in York County, because his family continues to own a farm.
Yep.
And he talks about, you know, picking cotton and different things. So we've got to let them know that I think all history is rich.
Oh, yeah.
Because today I shared one of my favorite quotes, the future belongs to those who prepare for it today.
Well, yeah. If you don't learn from history, you're doomed to repeat it.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
And again, I'm sitting here thinking about Iran. What we learned from what happened in World War II to the Germans and the Jews, and it's happening again. Here we are in Iran. All right, we got to take our mid-program break and remind everybody that you are listening to Straight Talk, live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union, Relaxer with Founders, and by Anderson Griggs Investments in Old Town Rock Hill, common sense, intelligent advice for conservative investors, online at AndersonGriggs.com. And our thanks to Piedmont Medical Center, a community built on care. PiedmontMedicalNetwork.com is where you can find out more about them. Okay, here at Substation 2, yeah, he's smiling already. He knows what we're going to do. Fresh subs and salads 6 days a week. How we do it is in the white letters, and everybody needs to chime out together at the count of three. One, two, three.
Slice, slice, slice. Garden, garden, garden.
Not bad. Back after these words.
If it's 12:30, it's Straight Talk on WRHI and CN2.
Have you ever wondered why so many people enjoy dining at Substation 2?
Love the bread. Number 19's the best.
Fresh, delicious bread.
It's fresh.
The food is really good, and it's a great price.
I'm Charlie Ruffalo, and I guarantee you'll feel the same way after eating here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop.
Start your journey with a new auto loan. Get on the road with an auto loan from Founders Federal Credit Union. From city streets to off-road trails, your journey begins here. Our competitive rates can get you on the road in a ride that fits your lifestyle and budget, with no payments for up to 90 days. You can apply for a pre-approved spending limit valid for 30 days before you start shopping. Visit one of our many convenient office locations or go to foundersfcu.com/auto to apply for an auto loan today. Membership qualification required. See webpage for details.
Why do you take investment advice from a mutual fund or insurance salesman when you can work directly with a genuine money manager? If you have $100,000 or more, call the professionals at Anderson Griggs Investments and see the difference for yourself. 324-5044 or go online to AndersonGriggs.com.
Piedmont Medical Center is evolving to care for you, starting with a new name and look. Join us as we enter a new chapter as Piedmont Medical Network. For more than 40 years, we've provided comprehensive care for our community. Today, we're home to 2 hospitals, 4 emergency departments, and hundreds of compassionate physicians dedicated to caring for you. We are Piedmont Medical Network. Find a doctor at PiedmontMedicalNetwork.com/about.
When disaster strikes, one of the most important things is getting life back to normal. A little compassion can go a long way. Paul Davis is here for you. Paul Davis is committed to handling any property damage with exceptional care, because what we do is about more than property. It's about people. We have the training and expertise necessary to completely restore your property fast. For all your cleanup and restoration needs, call the experts at Paul Davis Restoration at 329-1140 or find us online at pauldavisrockhill.com.
There are lots of reasons why people like dining at Substation 2.
A good deal for a delicious sandwich.
Quality of the food. I get what I want. It tastes great every time.
Hit the spot, definitely. It's amazing.
I'm Charlie Ruffalo, and I guarantee you'll feel the same way after eating here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop.
Straight Talk on WRHI-FM 100.1 and CN2 is brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders.
And back we are here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop. Sabrina Barbara Miles is with us. She's the treasurer of the Rock Hill Juneteenth Board. And the Commander-in-Chief, Stacey Anderson, the president, is here with us as well. And we're talking about Juneteenth, the importance of the celebration, which, by the way, officially will be 1 week from today, June the 19th. So we're going to have a ta-da down at Fountain Park. You like that ta-da? That's
ta-da.
Pretty good. Yeah, it's a ta-da.
Straight up when you said that. Ta-da.
Okay, who's Stacy? Is this your? Tell us about what's going to happen.
Well, look, I think the most exciting piece is that it lands on actual Juneteenth Day. So that is just amazing in itself. But we kick off at 6 o'clock at the Fountain. We have some amazing entertainment lined up. But not only that, folks can bring their entire family out. There are 29 food trucks available, and that's from food, any types, all types, desserts, drinks, all of the above. But we're just going to take some time to share some of the same history about Juneteenth, the holiday itself, but we're going to do it in song and dance. We have a saxophonist, Mr. Eric Brown, out of Columbia. We've got some dancers. We have a drum ensemble that they rehearse in out of Emmett Scott on Crawford Road, and so that's exciting. This is their first time being with us this year. Our headliner this year is Mellow Groove. And they are all over town, and they are of us, and we just love that they are always able to bring Rock Hill to the forefront of this. Last year at Rudy Kearns here, award-winning Rudy Kearns, graduated from Northwestern and grew up in Sunset Park. So this year, again, Mellow Groove will be the headliners, but we've got all type of entertainment out there. We've got some giveaways that we'll have. Again, the food trucks, so that runs from 6 till about 10:30. And special thank you to the City of Rock Hill and Mary Geddes. They have been phenomenal partners in this whole process year after year. This is our 12th year doing the full-blown festival.
So this is part of Food Truck Friday?
It is. Yep.
Every year you're the headliner event?
Yes.
You're it?
Yeah, we're it. We're it. And last year, I know we probably had close to the numbers that came in. We were between 7,000 to 8,000 people out on that lawn, the streets. And many people didn't get their food until it was time to go because the food trucks are just so behind. So we've got about seven or eight more that are coming this year.
Where do you got to put 29 food trucks?
In the U, on the back, wherever they get. They'll just be a little snug and close. Everybody will be family. So you can order from two places, get your dinner and your dessert, you know, and just kind of run back and forth when your name is called. But that's Friday night. And then Saturday, we'll ease on down to Crawford Road, and we'll be at Clinton College. And that's from 11 to 2. So Rock Hill's HBCU, Clinton College, and we'll celebrate there our Freedom Fest. And here's where we look for our youth to come out and hang out with us. There's all type of children activities, face painting and games and all of that for them to do. But it's also a chance for culture to be shared, a lot of resources. We have a family genealogy group that comes every single year, and they have their iPads, and they help people locate and find their families. And they found us, and they've been showing up every year, so we get them by the generator so they can get all the juice that they need to help people discover their families. But they always bring a great time. We have food truck there, not the massive Friday night, more scaled down, but we do have food being offered that day. We have entertainment as well, so some comedians, some singers, some dancers, all local talent that Rock Hill sits on, some diamonds in the rough, so we're excited to have them.
I guess great.
And then on Sunday.
Oh, my gosh.
I know. Isn't it something? We went from one day to a whole weekend. Sunday, we'll go to the historical Mount Prospect Baptist Church on Black Street. That's where Juneteenth really got its kickoff in Rock Hill. Several ladies and their pastor, Pastor Montgomery, you know, they thought enough of Rock Hill to say, hey, we need to share this history about Juneteenth to make sure folks are aware. So they would get up during service and share a little nugget about Juneteenth and all of that, and then it kind of moved into some writings and then a program, a unity walk and some other different things. Mm-hmm. And now it's a full-blown weekend, but on Sunday we go back and pay homage to Mount Prospect and those forefounders, and we worship with them on that Sunday, and we insert ourselves for just a little bit of the program to thank them for being the kickoff for us and getting things started. But we share a little bit about the past weekend and future efforts, and we just have a church congregation full. Always some great sermons, some great singing, and great way to cap the whole weekend off.
My goodness.
I know.
Yes. You'll be exhausted.
We sleep all day Monday.
That's right.
Yeah, yeah. Sleep
yes.
all day Monday.
That's why we have the day off.
There you go. There you go. There
and
you go.
Let me just piggyback a little bit out of Mount Prospect. I know Stacy mentioned some of the women that were key. Some of those women were Dr. Ann Kane.
Oh, gosh, yes.
Yes.
What a sweetheart.
Mm-hmm. She really was. She was my student teacher supervisor. She and Dr. Betsy Moody Lawrence.
Oh,
those
yeah.
were
yeah.
both of my supervisors.
And you were lucky.
I was blessed.
You were lucky.
Indeed.
That's why I ended up so good.
That's right.
Yes.
That's right. Good soul.
The jury's not out. It's already been proclaimed.
It's determined.
And then there was Mrs. Zora Holmes mm-hmm. and Dr. Love Mills Bird. Those were three that were very, very integral. There were some others, Patricia Ware and attorney. It'll come.
I can see her. I'll yell it out in a minute.
All right. But two things I also wanted to say. On Saturday, the Omegas will be announcing the winner of their scholarship.
Mm-hmm. Oh, good.
So that fraternity will be sharing that. And we will also announce the winner of the Dr. Ann Kane scholarship that goes to a senior that will be majoring in education.
Oh, good. Make sure you send us those names.
Yes.
All right? Okay. So I was going to ask you something. In the early part of the program, we only have a couple minutes left. You said part of the Juneteenth celebration is the importance of coming together. Now, coming together can be defined as, you know, just the African-American community, or it can be the whole community. And I'm very interested in, are you trying to do something where you use this event to bring the whole community together? I mean, how do we get those who don't have the heritage that you do to take interest in this and share it?
Well, that's a great question, and I think both of us will probably answer that. But, Manny, I don't believe that there's Black history. I don't believe that there's African-American history. I believe there's history. Now, we have different experiences, but we as a country should be celebrating all history. So our event is for everybody, not just in Rock Hill. Last year, we had people, Stacy can share, they were from...
Yeah, we had folks from Georgia, from Maryland area that came, and then with the sports complex around, a lot of activity happens there. So we have the spillover from there. And that's a great mixed crowd that we have. But what I think excites me every single year, Gary and David Williams, the Williams Family Foundation, they sow into this work every year as a sponsor to make sure that we get this word out. Rock Hill Coca-Cola Bottling Company. You know, the Tax and Tourism Commission. So those are some of the ways that I think when folks see that their name is attached to this too, it draws a larger crowd as well. But again, Food Truck Friday, everybody eats. As you can see, we've seen coming through this door, we've seen everybody. Yeah, I know. everybody comes to the door. So the food is not a discriminator of that. And so Food Truck Friday, that partnership with City of Rock Hill allows that to happen because folks love sowing into it. People love Rock Hill. We do. You do. And that's why we live here. But that's why folks come out, because they enjoy what goes on in the city, what we bring. And so if they can come and sit down and enjoy a variation of something that they just wouldn't normally sit through, you know, hearing different music, different dance, whatever. But I think we do. We try to make it open for all. We share this knowledge every chance that we get. And we'll continue to do so. And you're helping here. And WRHI, when we were there early for Palmetto Mornings, those are great ways because your audience may be a little different from who we may hit when we go to WBTV or WSOC or the radio stations in Charlotte. So our job, we got billboards between Columbia and Charlotte drawing people to this area. And thanks to the ATAX, that grant, it allows us to be able to display that and
That's
draw
good.
People in.
Right.
All right. So this all kicks off on Friday at 6 o'clock at Fountain Park.
Mm-hmm.
Goes to about 10 o'clock or so.
Yeah.
We're going to have a few food trucks, 28 different food trucks. That's crazy.
Yeah.
28. And a whole evening of activities, including Mellow Groove, which is going to be down there.
Mm-hmm.
Then Saturday, From 11 to 2, we're going to be where again?
Clinton College.
Clinton College, that's right.
Your upcoming guest,
all right.
Dr. Wilson.
That's exactly. Dr. Wilson will be at 11 and 2. And then Sunday at Mount Prospect Church on Black Street.
That's right. That's
you got a whole bunch of stuff going on.
Yes, we do.
Yes,
we do.
All right.
We work hard all year for that.
Thanks for being with us today and all the work that you're doing. Stacey Anderson and Sabrina Barbara Miles, thank you all. Thanks to the Juneteenth Committee. And thanks to the community for supporting this. And that's going to wrap up our Straight Talk program presented by Founders Federal Credit Union, Relax Here with Founders, and by Anderson Griggs Investments at Old Town Rock Hill. All right, one more time. We're going to tell everybody what the heck we do here at Substation 2. And we do it every day of the week, except Sundays, between 10 in the morning and 6 o'clock at night. Fresh subs and salads prepared right before your eyes. The way we do it is in the white letters. And if you can read the King's English, we want you to bellow it out together. One, two, three.
Slice, slice, slice. Garden, garden, garden.
All right. Have yourself a wonderful weekend. We'll see you on the radio Monday. Bye.